Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Joining us on the line now is the head volleyball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Shannon Scartweet, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Quinn. I appreciate that.
So as we take a look at your team here through the early goings of this season, your team has been really active, especially in some of these weekend and even a couple of weekday tournaments as well. Your team 12-10 here as we're pretty much at about the halfway point of the regular season with a lot of tournament action. You guys now really focusing your attention to Heart of Iowa play, which really gets underway for your team on Thursday night, even though you had an opener back on the 8th with Nevada. But just through the first half of the regular season, through all those tournaments your team played, you know, for you and the staff, what has stood out about what this team has shown here through the first half of the regular season?
Yeah, I just told the girls the other day, I'm just, you know, really proud of them for, one, just their teamwork. I feel like that is essential. Community is something we work on a lot, and going out and playing not just for ourselves, but for the sake of the team and giving our best, not so we can earn a stat, but so that how we play affects our teammates. And I think they have done a great job of that. And then with that, I think that carries over to some wins. I mean, I told the girls we had more wins in the first 2 weeks of play than we did all last year. And so I think that speaks volumes in terms of, like, you know, one, their skill. Obviously, they've gotten better since last year. But two, just, like, the desire to win, the will to win, the know-how to win. And, you know, in games where we're going to three, we're coming out the victor on that side, where last year, you know, maybe we weren't. So those are just some things I'm just really proud of them for.
And you've had others, especially in the supporting cast, really step up here in this 2025 season. You know, I look to the center position where Claire Hewitt and Aaliyah Erickson both played at a pretty high level here to start the year. Fiona Rod has obviously been a nice revelation for your team, adding, you know, second on the team in kills with 64 on the year. Ryan Vanderpool has done a good job on both ends as a back row player, as an attacker, and as a defender as well. Just, you know, when you look at those that have really stepped up and stepped into bigger roles here in 2025 compared to where they were a year ago, what has impressed you the most about, you know, like I said, those newcomers coming into the season that were newer to the varsity floor and have stepped up and played at a pretty high level?
Yeah, I'm just so proud of them. In terms of the setting position, we had Abby Richardson last year, and she just really unfortunately has an injury this year that is not allowing her to play. And you know, that's kind of obviously heartbreaking for her. But with that, we have to fill that spot. And I feel like Claire, man, she has really just come on this year. I feel like she is comfortable in her skin setting. And I think, wow, what if we would have had her set for years? You know, what would that have looked like? But she's really done a lot for our team. She has a big role to play. She has, she hits, blocks, sets. I would say all around has been playing great. And some of those other girls who mentioned Aaliyah and Raya and Daytona, I feel like they have just really come on to this year and just more confident. And I think that just comes with time of play and, trying to build a program in the off season. We had some years where there was no off season program. And so just starting some AAU back up again in the last couple of years, I think it's just giving those girls more touches, more confidence. And yeah, I'm just really proud of them.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up here over the next couple of weeks for your club, match this week with Seidel. That's coming up on Thursday night that you guys are hosting. And then next week, it is a pretty big week of matches. Three teams that are very much top half teams in the Heart of Iowa. Road trip to Grandview Christian on Monday. Tuesday, you guys host a PCM team, only has one loss on the year. And then, of course, Thursday, a rivalry game matchup with Roland Story down in Story City. And when you look at this schedule coming up, definitely things get tough for your team in terms of the level of competition. But what is the temperature? How does the team view these next few games in terms of opportunity? And what are some things that you're looking forward to seeing from your team in this this slate coming up the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Heart of Conference is a tough conference, especially when it comes to volleyball. And we experienced that when we played Nevada the other night. that was just kind of a bummer night. I felt like we had to play a 2 out of 3 game before we played them in a conference match. And then I had some girls that were sick. And so I felt like we probably could have played them closer had we not had those two circumstances. But looking forward into the rest of the conference, yeah, obviously there's some great schools that we have to play, great teams. We're going to have to be focused. We're going to have to limit our errors. We're going to have to serve well. And I think just come with the confidence that we can compete. And I feel like that was our maybe what we lacked last year a little bit, which is confidence, the wherewithal to win, the coming into game feeling like we could compete. And I feel like that has changed this year. So I'm really looking forward, actually, to the next couple weeks of conference play and just see how we can contend with those teams. So,
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week against Sadell on Thursday night.
Hey, thanks, Quinn. I appreciate that.
That was Shannon Scartweet, the head volleyball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here in our Coach Speak program. We're back with CGD Coach Jess Nail after the break on 95.7 FM.